Only drink on his birthday, Jesus' birthday.
Eat my shit.
Such a good movie.
Oh, The Help, man.
Bring that shit back.
Get Octavia Spencer on this damn podcast.
Oh, my God. I would love that. Would you love that?
I don't know who that is. I'm so sorry.
She's the one who says, eat my shit. Oh, that's her name.
On The Help, you love that.
Yeah, movie. I love them. I don't know actors like that.
I think she lives here.
In this neighborhood, yeah, she does.
She lives in this neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
We should start taking walks every day so we can catch her.
I was at the Auburn game, and she went to Auburn. I was, like, so pumped to, like, maybe run into her, but she wasn't. But I saw Tim Cook.
You think she would be at the Auburn game?
She went to Auburn.
I know, but does she, like, take videos?
Or she, like, posts on her Instagram when they win and stuff.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Octavia's team, if you're listening.
Yeah, let's
please come on.
We'd love to have you.
We'll make a homemade pasta dinner.
Oh, yeah. You guys made some homemade pasta the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit was good,
did you have a machine or did you cut it up?
We did.
We'll find out right after this.
It's coffee talk, baby.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Ow.
We just keep that on for the entire time.
We have to turn it off.
Is there, do y'all have it, people with epilepsy, like, warning? Has that,
yeah.
Has anyone ever complained
about that?
It's not
that stroby, just because it's the one strip on the video.
Oh, and y'all have
in
the
person,
logo.
It feels.
It used to be worse, because we used to flicker everything, remember?
Yeah.
Everything used to go off, and now it's just the strip.
Wait, how would you flicker the
those were
lines?
Set up on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we used to have a trigger warning for the whole thing, and I was like, you know what? Just do the strip.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't even
don't want to risk anything.
I didn't even realize that. Well, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
And I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
Very good.
Not and I'm Matt.
I know, I'm already like finalizing it.
That's it.
But yeah, we made homemade pasta. It was absolutely unreal. Have you had real pasta?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
You know what's like really low-end pasta, but actually is surprisingly good? You ever been to Presto Pasta? It's like Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
For Italian.
Oh.
And you like pick whatever you want.
Oh, it's kind of like Vapiano's in the UK.
That sounds good.
But good name.
You've never obviously been to Vapiano's in the UK, but I have.
So you made the pasta.
But I have.
Oh, I've been to the UK.
I've been to the UK.
Wait, you handmade it from like starch and all of that?
It's just flour, egg, and water, salt. And salt.
Okay.
But it was really nice. Definitely recommend doing it. It's easier than you think it is.
How do they make the damn bow tie pasta then? Like handmade?
That's all. Yeah, that's all.
Do you have to like press that?
I think it's like a, you know how you do cookie cutters?
Uh-huh.
I think it's the same process, right?
Yeah, you know? That makes sense.
I think most people do it by hand and they don't come out as perfect as the ones in the box, right?
If you're
doing it by hand.
Have you seen how satisfying it is? When people make, what's the little pot? It looks like a little shell.
Oh, yeah,
and they just like roll it real quick and it turns into like, it's kind
it's
of
like. It's
like
the gnocchi thing where she was talking about, like where they roll
like
it.
Like a
and
mini
they...
gnocchi, but they're like this big and it looks like a shell.
So what kind of sauce? Who was telling you guys how to do this?
She's the sauce queen.
YouTubing a video on just how to make pasta?
Well, we have the machine, so we looked up how to use it.
Oh, okay.
She was watching one of the really fast TikTok videos.
And then I make sauce myself.
Oh, cool.
It's so funny. Everybody's like, what? Drop the recipe. Drop the recipe. And we're like.
Every time I post something on Instagram, me cooking, I always record everything that I'm doing. But everyone's like, we need the recipe. We need the recipe. I don't have any recipes for what I'm doing. I just add. I wing it the whole time.
Wow. We should have Emily Mariko on. And she just like sits in silence and just makes things. And we're like, ooh. Can we have a bite? She's like.
I just want to.
She's like.
I just want to be able to record her from my couch, just her making this in my kitchen, and just record it silently and just post it. And people are like, what the fuck is she doing in your kitchen?
Right.
What a cool job to have, though. Like, just like a cooking influencer.
Who doesn't have to, like, speak.
That's the thing.
And no, it's just music, so nothing. Satisfying to watch.
I wonder why she doesn't use, like, music ever.
But I think that's the art. That's why it does so well. Yeah. So no matter what country, what language, what part of culture
it's
you're
aesthetic.
From, you're just, like, you feel just at home with this
it's
person.
It's like ASMR. It's homey.
Maybe one day she can explain why she has no music.
Because everybody else does music.
It'd be different.
She's a simple gal.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing, like, alcohol reviews silent, you know?
It's just like,
Zane, that would actually do really well if you did it once a week.
Yeah, right. People would hate me.
Why? They'd You're not like, talking. They can't say anything.
I know, but they'd be like, leave it to Emily Morocco.
I could see you doing it, though.
I'll do it, though.
There was that one, that TikTok guy, the TikTok chef, he came out with his own salt and he's crushing it.
The guy with the glasses?
Nick Dio Giovanna Bonnie?
I think so, yeah.
Osmo Salt?
Yeah. Came out with his own salt. I'm like, that's genius. You're a chef and then you could just sell salt. Like, I love it.
Is the salt flavored?
Yeah, is it like different?
You have to mine for salt, don't
you?
It's
like salt.
Yeah, speaking of mining for salt, we saw today they sold in a restaurant, it was a tube of salt rocks. And you just throw one into your macaroni. You know how you salt your water before you put your macaroni in? You just throw
it's
one
just
of
like
the
a giant
rocks.
Salt chunk.
Oh.
And you just throw it in. It was called pasta salt.
Also, I just found out today. Do you know where what pepper is?
Like it's a pepper. Oh, no. It comes from peppercorn. And that's like
because you grind corn. It.
It's a seed. Right. You just see it as pepper. But like.
It's a seed.
I think it's a berry.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I think it grows.
It is?
It grows dried. Like a corn in a way. Right. Like there's like a cob of peppercorn.
It's a dried berry.
Yeah, Devin, that's it.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I really don't think about that enough in pepper.
I guess you could think about everything like that.
What is cornstarch?
What is cornmeal?
It's starch of the corn.
Thank you, Zane.
Come on.
Zane with cornmeal the other day.
Oh, it's a fruit. It is a fruit. Pepper is a fruit.
So interesting.
Did you ever put cornstarch on your balls?
What?
Yes. No, that was baby powder, Matt.
Right, but some people like put cornstarch instead of like baby powder.
Why?
Like you can use baby powder.
It just absorbs the moisture?
Yeah. Like don't have baby powder, you can use cornstarch and it will be the same. But if you're on a dance floor and someone used cornstarch that night, I've smelt it before on some dance floor.
You smelt cornstarch on people?
Yes, I have.
There's a smell to cornstarch?
You know the damn smell.
That's funny.
It smells like someone who like ate like, I don't know, like a bunch of like tamales or something like sweating it. Like it's because they've like probably put cornstarch on.
You know why do I feel like it would chunk up once it gets wet? Just like little like cornstarch balls falling out the bottom of your shorts. Yeah.
Just growing an ecosystem.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I think Gold Bonds does make one that's like it's a medical treatment type powder, but it's made out of cornstarch.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing cornstarch on the bottle.
Patricia got me air freshener the other day. Like we were at a gas station and she like, I was like, hey, if there's like any like good air freshener for like the car, can you go in and get it? She comes out with baby powder air freshener. And I'm like,
ooh.
Yes, but that's
kind of nice.
It smells like we've been cleaning diapers in the back of the car. Like it smells like we're this like new parents couple. Like,
why would someone
like,
want to get that?
And right when I said that, she goes, "You're so right. I should have bought this."
Only one to ever buy is Black Ice. That's the only air freshener.
Black
that
Ice.
Yeah. Or new car.
Yeah, new car is nice.
Or the cherry ones. I love the cherry.
It's Black Ice though.
Is it
the cherry one makes me nauseous?
Oh, I love cherry flavor.
Okay, is it me or did the new car smell differently in the 90s than it does now?
I don't remember really what that like shit
new car
like.
Smells when I was a kid smells different than new cars.
Well, they were
today
old cars.
I don't know, but like I just feel like new cars,
because it's what you smell is like the material of the seats, right?
Maybe the new glue,
maybe new car is now more leather and back then it was
like
more,
vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl cloth.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's just like I'm always missing that 90s new car smell versus the newer.
Well, get a cotton seat car and you'll probably get it back. Yeah, because they don't make cotton seats anymore for cars, right?
Cotton.
What do you call that shit?
Just cloth.
Cloth, sorry, not cotton.
Wait, yeah, they make. What do you mean?
I feel like I don't really like new cars.
Yeah. Base models are a lot of them are cloth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen like old cars in the 60s that had like pillow top seats?
Yes.
Imagine. So
they're like couches.
Their interior was very mid-century and it felt like a couch from the 60s and it was like a pillow top like cushion.
Yeah.
It's, oh, yeah.
Kind of like
really
the,
sick.
Yeah.
It's like there's no middle console. It's like it's all
bench
one
seat.
The bench seat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They would have that for all the cars.
You just went to a car show as well.
Yeah.
Y'all just had a day with the pasta, the car show.
It was great. Yeah, we did the Malibu Cars and Coffee little event down there. It's pretty sick.
Did you bring any of
I brought my Turbo S.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Any people come up? Did you like prop open the engine and just
and
sit around being like, yeah, she's a beauty.
The front of it's just a trunk, so it would look a little funny just like showing my pair of shoes in the
That'd be really funny though. Just have it open.
You should put an engine in the trunk.
The front's a trunk?
Yeah.
In your Porsche?
Yeah, it's a
it's like the Tesla.
Engine's in the
but
rear.
But it's a gas car.
Yeah.
But the engine's in the back.
Oh.
Like a Volkswagen Beetle.
Are all Porsches like that?
All 911s?
The engine's in the back.
Yeah.
And the front of a Porsche, it's like a trunk like a Tesla.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
and
here.
Lamborghini, yeah. Lamborghini too.
So the Lamborghini is mid-mounted engine, but it's
I thought there was just more engine in the back. I no. still thought it was there was double an engine in the front, but like, you know, for
why are they starting to do that?
What do you mean?
Like why are they doing that?
I mean the 911's been around since the 60s.
Oh, they've made it like that since the
anywhere. Yeah.
No, I know that, but like why for that one in the back instead of the front?
I don't know. German engineering. They had the shit down.
The wheels that propel the car are the back ones, right? So it makes sense to put the engine with the back wheels.
I think it has to do with like weight distribution, aerodynamics.
To me, it sounds safer to put the engine in the back.
You get rear-ended, boom!
But I feel like that's much better than your engine fucking up in the front of you. Okay. Like something is gonna happen with the engine where it blows out.
Yeah, if it caught fire, I'd rather have it, instead of going up over the glass in front of my face, I'd rather just be out the back.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Now, when you were at the car show, did you go around to other people's cars?
Yeah, you just kind of like walk around, hang out. People come up, they ask questions.
It's nice. Did anybody like try to like one-up you or anything? Like knew more about your car than you did?
Yeah, I mean, there's like crazy car enthusiasts that are kind of like, but the guy that was like talking to me about it, he was saying just things that I didn't know. So they discontinued the body kit that I have on mine that you can get from the factory. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And he's like, yeah, I tried to order it online and you can't get it anymore. And I was like,
oh, okay. Does your value go up because of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Damn. I would just love to pull up to one of those and just like a Kia Soul. Like standard. Standard, prop it up, be like,
but you glue on like a spoiler and shit, just make it like a fucking crazy Kia Soul.
You put flames on it.
Uh-huh.
I did see two accidents at the car show though.
Oh, that terrifies me. Because sometimes see in LA, you see all the people who are obviously so going bad. To a car show. Like, have you ever been at intersection and just...
Well, they all like to like show off and be like assholes, and they'll like do like burnouts and like drift around a corner.
Oh, I mean, where is it? Like, where is it? Where do they hold it?
It's right in Malibu on the beach. But no, somebody had jumped a curb in the new Corvette, completely fucked up the whole side of it, and then another Corvette jumped over like the parking little thing.
Fuck.
And the bumper's ripping off. There's
nothing
front.
More embarrassing than doing that in front of a ton of
everybody who appreciates cars.
Exactly.
Does Mariah come down in a bikini and just like stand here?
Racers, start your engine.
Is JDM all car, like
free car wash sign?
Jay Leno's always there.
Really?
Literally every single weekend.
Swarmed with people?
No, he's just always there. So people are like, oh, hey, Jay.
Oh, cool. I feel like if I was Jay Leno, that's the last place I'd want to be because he already has such a huge car collection. Well, he's already very, very famous. And now he's to talk about his interests, but like
he loves
with
it.
All of these people.
Have you seen the used car market lately?
No.
You can get more than you paid for your car right now if you sold it.
For any car?
A used car. Yeah, most used cars are through the roof right now because the whole chip shortage.
The chip shortage?
Yeah, so there's a chip that goes like a technology like smart chip in like new cars.
Yes.
And there's a shortage, so they're not making new cars like they used to.
They're sitting in lots. Yeah. There are huge lots with just all of these trucks that have this missing part that they can't go out on.
Yeah.
Jeez, because they are not making them anymore? They don't...
No, the chip shortage.
What do you mean chip shortage? Like they're not making them anymore?
It's like when you have a bag of Lay's and there's like only right a few at the bottom. And like everyone's like, can I have some? You're like, there's a chip shortage.
Remember when there was a coin shortage and they were like, please exact change only? It was like the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Sure, but like why don't they just make more chips? Is it because what they used to make out of it is not...
So
the materials.
I guess I was asking exactly why there's a chip shortage.
I don't know exactly.
Not that there's a chip shortage.
Like, so the like
lithium batteries, like a certain type of battery or what...
come from a certain area the mineral, and if you can't import it in to finish making a chip, then you can't then sell it to another country.
Perfect. You see, it's like the chicken tender shortage. What is it? Is it the fucking chicken? Is it the fry? What makes it breaded and fried, or is it the fucking oil that you put the chicken tenders in? It's like, what exactly is it?
I love those TikToks where someone just like will film just like untouched beautiful nature and they're like, how did somebody make Wi-Fi out of all this shit?
Yeah, I love that.
Where the fuck did this come from? Just
it's incredible what we've done.
Doesn't make sense.
I saw a concept picture of a brand new SUV and it had the wood panel on the side. I was like, I feel like that might come back to her a little bit.
I hope it does.
I can see Matt with that car.
Oh, I love a Wagoneer, but I hate the new Wagoneers. The new Wagoneers, I was so pumped when they said that they were coming back. They just look like a...
Have you seen the interior, though?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
But for $100,000 for a Jeep...
No. And if you're buying that, you have kids. And I don't get those like fancy interiors because like you're going to get chips. You're going to get... jelly beans up in every nook and cranny, peanut butter stains. No, give me something durable that I can just clean easily.
I didn't know in your Jeep that there's holes in the bottom that you can just let water drain out completely.
I found that out much later after having the fucking Jeep.
I thought you were going to say the cooler. Did you know about that?
Well, there's a cooler in your Jeep?
Yeah. So if you open, I didn't try it, but I just saw that Jeeps, if you open where the tools are in the trunk,
yeah,
people are filling it with ice.
Oh, cool. Here.
Oh, shit.
Do you know about the Easter eggs on Jeeps?
Yeah, I found all of them.
We spent one day, like an hour out in the car. We were like, I'm going to find these little guys.
My dad got like a Jeep Compass like recently. And I was like, you know, there's these Easter eggs on your car. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know. You could have a Bigfoot. You could have like a Loch Ness monster. He is the Loch Ness monster, the gecko. And even there's a Morse code on the, yeah, near the pedal, uh-huh, that's for like dirt, water, and I don't know,
my Morse code's on my door, right?
In the back. And it's got like a little cup holder in the back on the door that pulls out.
What?
Yeah, it's got like a little cutout for you to like set a beer. How like fun. In the back. Oh, but yeah, I was saying with the hole in the floor pan, people were saying if you have a long road trip, they were putting a funnel down into the bottom of it.
Oh, nice.
Pissing out the bottom of the Jeep.
That's
as they're
awesome.
Driving.
I like that.
Innovative.
I love it. That but you saves would, so much time
you
for
you would
me.
Think, though, there's like a way to get all that water out because people usually, a lot of people don't like to have their tops on and they'll like leave it outside.
Yeah.
If it fucking rains, you wouldn't think it just go fucking fills
I
up
I am going
to
think about every time I'm behind a Jeep, though, if the guy in front of me is pissing out the bottom of his car.
Right? Like, I think he has a leak. Oh, no, he doesn't. He's taking a leak.
He's just leaking.
Yeah. But Zane, you just got a new car and I don't think you've told anybody what
it is. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't say anything. I just got a Tesla. What? I got a Tesla Model Y Performance.
We only talked about it on the high episode for the Patreon.
Oh, we did. That was it. I did bring it up. It's because we were high. That's why I forgot.
He's just telling all the secrets on there.
Yeah.
How did you get your hands on one? Because like when I told Mike that you got it, he goes, how?
There's a Tesla shortage. Yes. There's a Tesla shortage.
Now he knows about the shortage.
So I didn't want a Tesla. I wanted another car, but like I just needed a car now because I had to get rid of the Urus and I didn't want to wait any longer. I didn't want to wait 3 months for a custom one that I want made for me. So I got the Tesla and my accountant found one for me. It was like one left at Tesla.
Wow.
One Model Y left. Oh. And he's like, we got really lucky, but it's brand new and they can have it to you in 2 days. I was like in my driveway. They're like, he's like, yeah, in your driveway in 2 days. I'm like, what?
I feel like yours, so looks, like, yours looks like a custom one, though. Like it has it probably, the chrome delete, but with like blue
it
exterior.
Probably was custom, but maybe the guy who ever custom made didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
So it just ended up being in the shop, like brand new.
What's going to happen with all these people who like when the Cybertruck came out? Remember you could pay $100
everybody
for a reservation?
Is it coming out?
Yes, but there's only a few.
Oh. There's no way that shit's going to come out.
But what happens for the people who like...
You can get your refund.
But can you sell your reservation to somebody else to get it?
The thing is, they will never be able to like manufacture and produce all of those that people had put on a reservation.
I guess. I still won't. Then what is Tesla going to do? Say, we're sorry, here's $100 back in a couple of Dogecoins? Like, huh?
They got to do something.
Elon Musk is like, we put up the...
I still think it's fucking crazy if those things were just all around the place. Like those Cybertrucks. Those don't look like friendly. You're on the street and you see it, you're like, oh God, it looks scary.
Have you seen one with your own eyes?
No.
Same. I'm like, but I know people who have seen one.
I wonder if it's as big as it looks.
It's still legal though.
It looks big.
I think it's probably looks as big as Heath's truck.
Yeah. I think it's the shape that makes it look so intimidating, I guess.
Yeah.
Like it seems very aggressive.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Not in like a sexy way. Like it just looks sharp. Like a stealth,
like a fighter jet.
Yeah. How much are the trucks?
They were supposed to come out for like $40,000.
That's it?
But there's no way.
But the metal, the body shape though, is literally just taking metal and bending it like that. Versus all the other ones have to do this complicated mold. It's so simple how they just have to take metal and go boop, 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 boop. It's done.
Right, but it's the technology behind it.
All right, yeah.
Imagine getting hit by one of those things. Your car's fucking split in half.
It goes completely under your car.
It's like Death Race. Yes. The movie Death Race.
I have such a fear about like having fender benders like with people, and I'll like just there's so many nice cars all around.
Yeah.
Where like you're like, thank God I didn't run into that car or that one.
Okay, I've never understood that. Where people say, if you get hit by a car, like it better be like a really nice one. Or they they're like, oh, I'm gonna get hit by this person that's in a G-Wagon because I know they got money. Like, how do you get more money?
Because instead of like, because nobody wants to go through insurance or anything. So they
they're just hoping they'll just give you a couple grand just to be like, all right, just shut up. Yeah, shut up.
Exactly. That's okay. Why they do that. Gotcha. Because nobody wants to go through insurance. Like if I were to hit somebody, like just a slight bump, in my head, I'm just like, oh my God, I just got to pay this person like $300. Just like, just to take care of the bumper or whatever I hit and more for the time.
I just went to Florida like a week ago or whatever it was. And I was driving and we pulled up to a light and I saw this guy on a bicycle kind of like doing like a one of the, like just on the sidewalk, but like—
Was he swerving?
Just regaining his balance, like getting like set back up on his feet. And then all of a sudden I saw the car next to him just start like handing a bunch of money out the passenger window. And he was like, and he just started collecting the money and then he was like putting it in his pocket. And I feel like I was 5 seconds away from seeing the car hit the biker. And I think it was just like the panic because he was kind of like this and then just like money was coming out the side
what?
Of it.
What?
Wait, hold on. Taunting him? Like get this, away? Like
he just, I guess he like felt bad because he just like hit the bicyclist. So I think he was just like, here, take this. Like,
that was happening right after, but you didn't see the
hit. Yeah, I feel like I was like 5 seconds too late.
But why wouldn't he just give it to him like at the...
I wonder if it was like, just a rush.
Because it was like a turning lane.
Oh,
it was like
got
a right
it.
Turn and we were like, piling up behind.
So
like,
maybe he got hit slightly, but he was able to get back on his bike really quickly. And so,
Have you guys been into an accident?
I have, and it was my fault too.
Not severe accidents, but like fender benders or my car had to get towed. But I think we've talked about that.
Yeah, we have. I told you about the time I like T-boned somebody, but like I told my family and everything that was their fault, but it was my fault.
I've spun out in the snow like 2-3 times, but never hit anybody. Anything.
I could never drive in the snow. I don't know how you guys fucking do it.
I know, it's pretty scary.
I've heard some horror stories about driving in the fucking snow.
Scary, black ice.
Great scent for the air freshener.
Pulls it right back around.
Thank you for sponsoring this episode, Black Ice.
Oh, that'd be great.
Twice.
I was behind a bicyclist last night and he had flashing lights on because you can't see bicyclists at night. So you should have like a vest on or something. But this light was more dangerous because it was so bright where like I looked away and I was seeing the light and I stopped.
There's
and I was
30
like,
bicyclists.
I literally stopped and I was like, okay, get rid of it. Like it was way too bright and there was two of them and it was like beaming. Like it was like a UFO.
Was it on his like chat? Like was
it? It was
like,
on his, both his handles.
Oh, got
so
it.
So it was like, I don't know how to explain how bright this light was.
Well, it's working. He's getting cars out of his way.
Yeah.
No cars. Right. But then I'm like,
you hit something else because you couldn't see.
One time I was in college and I was riding my bike back to my apartment and I was just like, you know, in the bike lane on the street and this guy drives past me and just shouts out, get a life. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, huh? Like I was so like off put by like, get a life. And I'm like, cause I'm a biker. Okay, screw you. And I go home and like all my roommates are chilling and hanging out. I'm like, dude, this dude drove by me and was like, get a life. Like when I was biking, like it was just shook me up. And they go, and then one of my friends goes, do you have a light on your bike? And I go, no. And he goes, I think that guy was saying, get a light.
That's funny.
I was just like, oh, yeah, that's definitely what he said. I did have a light. I just thought, like, he was like, just
you reevaluating your whole ride back. Yeah. Just like, maybe I do need to get a light.
Yeah, like, maybe why don't I have a car yet?
That is the type of person, though, where you'd want to say something just to see what his reaction would be on the road. Yeah. Just like, dude, fuck you. Just to see what Matt would do in that situation. Hey, fuck you.
Oh, I can't say fuck you to anybody. No. Because I'm just terrified of someone getting out of the car and chasing me down.
You have a history with bikes, huh?
He's still recovering his hand.
Hey, I was hanging out with Carly, though, like yesterday, and she goes, you know, every time I go to that Jimmy John's, I look both ways because of what happened. I'm like, you know what I mean? She goes, I know exactly what you mean.
Every time I pass that corner, I look at the pillars that you described. And I'm like, I wonder in between which one was it?
I wonder. I'm surprised they don't have like a sign. Like, just kind of like a,
hey, every time I go there, I'm always like, hey, there's still no sign up.
Watch for bicyclists.
I should tell a local Eagle Scout to go and just make that his project.
Or Matt, you just sit there with like an umbrella and a beach chair or a lawn chair and just, hey guys, watch out. Hey. All right, you're good.
You have like a like the crosswalk whistle vest on.
You're good.
That's funny. You should have done that the very next day.
Yeah.
That would have given much
hope. Should we tell? Because I keep thinking about what's happening on the front porch or the back porch out there.
Oh, our friends.
Oh, our new friends.
Well, is not it, is ours, it friends there, or friend?
It's family.
It's
there's
it's
four of them.
Oh, it's a family. You guys are now supporting a whole other family.
Yes,
how
we
charitable
are.
So
it's definitely not family because when they see each other,
they're
they
nasty.
Run.
Yeah. So one day I was sitting there and I saw like a squirrel just sitting at the door. I'm like, guys, there's a squirrel. There's a squirrel outside your sliding door. And Mariah's like, because I'm feeding them. So she's been feeding these squirrels every day. And it's getting to the point where they're coming to the sliding door every like 5 minutes.
Because they're waking up and they go, should I go hunt or can I just collect?
I'm making it very easy for them.
I think you need to have like some contraption out there that's just full of seeds. And they have to like learn some code where it's just like red button, green button.
Come up with a game for them. Like just so they have like a routine.
There is an obstacle course for squirrels.
Didn't I show you guys the little bench that you guys can buy? It's like looks like a picnic bench so where they can go and like eat at.
Hey, Mariah, you have a project now.
Yes.
But yeah, Mariah's been feeding them every single day. They're actually in our house now, running around the kitchen.
This has been a work in progress for a year now.
Yeah, we'll put a video. It's been a year? You've been doing this shit for a year?
She's been trying to hand feed them to get them close enough to like take it out of the
for
hand.
For a year?
I mean, my entire life. My mom texted me the screenshot of my story and she was like, your dream came true. Like,
you
since
finally
I was
did
a
it.
Kid, I've been wanting to just feed a squirrel from my hand. So this finally happened.
Wow. A chipmunk you can get to like...
They're easier,
a chipmunk can like come onto your chest. Oh, like you can totally do that. A squirrel is way too skittish. But you know what I want to... I'm so curious about squirrels. Have you ever seen a squirrel take a shit?
No.
I think they shit while like running.
Devin, can you pull up what a squirrel's poop looks like?
Because I feel like it's kind of goat-like.
You know,
it's
like kind of ears,
pellets.
Yeah, I would think it's more like rats, like rat poop.
It kind of just like falls out.
I love, for a squirrel, you don't call it poop, you call it droppings.
It's cute.
Can we change poop? Yeah. Like, it's my droppings. Exactly. Oh, it smells like droppings in here.
Oh, it's rice. Hey,
I need to go drop some droppings.
It looks like rice.
Oh,
it looks
dirty
like rice.
Oh, it's like wild rice.
It looks like Uncle Ben's rice. Right?
Aw. Okay, sorry to any squirrels watching. That's embarrassing.
So yesterday, was this yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. The squirrel got as far as like past the kitchen, right? Heath, you were not there. You decided to take a call, but me and Mariah were sitting there and the squirrel starts running around the kitchen and Mariah goes, well, we've been talking about like shutting the glass doors.
Well, they would come further and further in every time.
Yeah, because we didn't want to like, we don't want to make them feel like they're a trap, but we wanted to see if they were like just chill there without they see that there's no exit and they're just still down to be there.
You guys y'all set up like kitty doors or like dog doors like in the
little tiny cutouts with the flap.
Every day has been a different level. I started putting the peanuts where they stand on the deck, and then I put it on the mat until they got close enough, and then I left the doors open and put it on the mat, and then I started slowly putting it inside, and we weren't able to move. They would just have to grab it and run, and now we got to the point where they can come in the kitchen and where we can move around a little bit and they won't run.
And they're chilling, yeah.
They're hanging out with us. So we're all sitting working on our computers and there's just squirrels running around the island. It's the funniest thing. They're just running around the island and then leaving.
But it got to the point where we were just like, guys, and you just stay silent and you don't move and they're just chilling and you're like, and they go in, we're like, oh shit, that was awesome.
Every time. That was great. That was even better this time.
And we have guys, we'll be playing videos as we're talking about this because we literally have every day.
He bit me.
Do you have names for them? Can you identify them? We're like, oh, that one's...
We can identify which one is the least nervous.
Oh.
We know it's a little...
He's a little chunky.
Yeah.
And he stands up, lighter. His balls are just massive. Oh. And he like sits on them.
Are they all male coming in? I
can't tell.
Do they have like at the same, like how like the male goes out and brings the nuts for the family?
No,
they're all individually coming to get their own.
Oh.
They're definitely not.
Oh yeah, they're stingy.
It's Fortnite out there.
Oh yeah.
Have you guys seen the video of the squirrel that has his nuts stuck in the fence?
Oh
no.
Devin, can you pull that up? It is the saddest video. Oh my God.
Does he get bizarre moments? Squirrel found stuck.
You have to play
Does
it.
Does he get him out?
No.
What? No.
Just watch it.
Does it rip off?
Well, oh, I'm imagining the guy had to go in and like lift it up and like get the sack from unstuck.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Wait! No! And he's stuck by him.
Oh, Pete, I can't. I cannot.
Oh my God!
Look! Oh man!
I can't watch that.
Poor little guy.
God, that's like the gore videos and like the dark sites, the dark websites. That's too much for me.
You feel so bad for the little guy.
Well, we should have seen what we did this one squirrel that was in the kitchen.
I don't know if we should say. Listen, I understand what I'm doing is wrong. Feeding them, I should not be doing.
Pasta a la squirrel.
Stop.
Yeah.
So
y'all were like, send us the recipe. They were like,
So the squirrel was like chilling in the kitchen and we're like, let's close the door. Let's like experiment this.
I cannot believe you shut the door on him.
And it's not like we're going to fucking kill them. They're going to run out of time.
No,
point.
But like he's going to freak and just do whatever he can to get out.
Okay, well, you're saying this because you fucking saw the video already. Indeed.
Have you guys not fostered two squirrels before?
I've seen people take care of squirrels and they can be really nice.
We barely got them to come in the house. Shut the door on him.
He was calm.
So we close.
You shall not pass.
So we close the sliding glass door and immediately the squirrel and then runs right into the glass. We're like, oh no, like, oh shit. And like we were like freaking out. We were like, oh, maybe he'll calm down. And he just kept on going. And we're like, she's like, open the door. So I opened the door and he kept on hitting the glass door.
He couldn't find the opening.
So he kept on hitting the glass door and he was running closer and closer to the open part. And then he just runs out.
I will say, to make you feel better, he was here this morning.
The same one?
At like 8 o'clock this morning.
Let's do it again.
Why? Because you saw all the damages. You saw all the scars.
Yeah, he walked in drunk. No, he came inside, so I gave him one just to show him we're still okay. I'm not going to lock you out.
We're good.
I think we're cool, right?
Or he left his wallet and his keys.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, shit.
No, I got to face these people.
I think he understands that what we were trying to do is try to hang out with him and feel comfortable. Oh, God, that sounds like we're stalkers.
Forcing him.
Some animals forget. Like dogs, if they do something bad and it's like 15 minutes later, they don't remember what they did.
Oh, he definitely forgot because his head hit the window.
Then his head hit the wall. Bang! He's fine. I just want to let everyone know he's okay. I love them. They're so
at least his balls weren't stuck. No,
it's not as bad as that video that we just saw with a fucking nut. That's trauma.
Remember that scene in Joe Dirt where like the dog's balls get like stuck frozen to the porch?
In Joe Dirt.
This is gonna sound kind of unbelievable, but I've never seen Joe Dirt.
That's so like I want to say it's off. On brand.
So not
for you,
Heath of
but,
me.
Like you've never seen Joe Dirt?
No.
What?
I wasn't really allowed to watch shit growing up.
Damn.
Even like after. Like,
well, the thing is now it's probably not going to be that good. Joe Dirt is really funny where you're like 13. You're like, oh, that's a naughty
joke. It's not going to be a good movie watching it now though. And remember when Joe Dirt 2 came out? Well, I don't know if you were there. We went to see like the premiere.
There's a Joe Dirt 2?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right? The Joe Dirt 2. We went to the premiere to watch the movie. And I remember like all of, what's his name? All of David Spade's friends were there. So like Adam Sandler, everybody was there. So it was really cool to be in the same theater watching this movie. And it was the worst movie we've ever seen. And everybody knew it too. As soon as the movie ended, nobody clapped. It was so, so fucking sad. And I remember that like, I look back at like some of the friends and like everybody was just like,
wait, like. Some of like Adam Sandler and all of them.
Yeah, dude, it was the premiere. Of the movie.
Correct, but they do Grown Ups and shit together, and those movies are fucking bad. And
I
so,
loved Grown
no,
Ups.
No, Grown Ups is good. Those movies are good.
But
no.
Adam Sandler does duds. All of those guys.
No,
do dud
I understand
movies.
That, okay, Matt, but you haven't seen Joe. This movie was the worst movie I think I've ever seen.
It's got a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes
10%
from critics, 21s. Ooh.
I think everybody knew that. It wasn't like, you know, it's not like, I'm sure they didn't spend fucking millions of dollars on this movie. But, you know, it's sad. It's like, imagine the all of us, you know, made movies every month. And then like, you know, Mariah makes a movie and it was a fucking dud. But and, damn, you know, we'd all be a little sad by it. But like, hey, there's always next month. There's always next movie, you know?
At least they got Christopher Walken in it.
But I just remember, like, I remember that image and it was really sad. Yeah. It made me really sad.
Not every movie needs a 2 or 3 or 4.
No one to end it. End it on a high note.
What do you mean a 2, 3, or 4?
A sequel.
The only best sequel ever done is Paddington 2.
Never heard of it.
Is that the bear?
What is that?
Yeah, it's like about a British like bear. I've never even seen it, but Paddington 2 apparently is. It's, look, what Paddington 2, 99%.
Holy shit, what?
It's even rumored to be better than Citizen Kane, apparently, which is like an old great.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, wow. No. I think Paddington 2 is rated higher than Citizen Kane.
I never heard anything about this movie. That's crazy. Because I've definitely seen like the movie cover.
Yeah, I've seen the cover.
Oh, it's a British movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like I don't know.
Well, guys, I think we have to watch it. I've never seen a movie that's 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it's a perfect film. Apparently, I've never seen.
Well, it's not 100%.
So we should. I don't really trust their rating system.
I do.
You're a Philistine, okay, Heath?
They're really good at the ratings.
A Philistine.
What is a Philistine?
A Philistine is a person who is apathetic to the arts and culture.
You're apathetic to the arts and cultures.
Well, what do you think is a masterpiece? Too Fast, Too Furious?
No, he doesn't like those type of movies, remember?
They don't watch movies.
He likes movies that are based on true stories. We talked about this last episode, Matt. I got you.
Thanks, bro. Hey, give me something.
Yeah, I got you.
Damn, West Side Story really getting 96.
You know, but what I like though is Saw.
Did you not agree with that? 96% for West Side Story?
No, I'm just surprised.
All right, perfect. All right, we're gonna take a break. I'm gonna watch this movie real quick, Paddington, and then we'll be right back.
She went to ballet class.
You did? You took a class to just enrich yourself?
You sound so shocked. I take class like every day.
Well, I thought you teach ballet class. I thought you teach classes, and I thought you go to like jams. I thought you go to battles.
Oh, it's just freestyle battles.
Are there dance like shows like that where you do battles?
Can you?
Can we go to one?
If you were a street performer, what would you do?
I would be doing the bucket drums.
Can you keep a beat? Can you go like?
Yeah,
he's a drummer.
I used to play drums in high school.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I used to have like a little.
Yeah, you don't remember?
Band.
He used to have like a band in high school, like a little.
Remember?
Band.
Oh wait, you weren't on the drum line.
I wasn't fucking Nick Cannon. No, I was
P1 everything, Mom.
I was playing Kit.
Oh man, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be doing the buckets. I don't know why. I think it's so cool.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It sounds very satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Zane would be the performer where you give him a dollar and you move him however you want. Just so the bare minimum.
I like that one. That one's no, good.
But they have you in a sit up and you're like, nah.
I'd want to do the sign one. You know, like when they have a long sign and you go, they like
that's
flip
not
it
street
in.
Performer. That's they're street, just
that's their
just,
job. Yeah.
No, they're just working retail.
Fuck, well, that's performing for me.
Nobody is tipping
shit.
Those guys.
Oh yeah, because they're always promoting.
My dad would be tipping those guys.
Zane would be the guy that just sits there on like the one leg where he can like sit and there's the
it's
metal.
An illusion. Like, yeah, it looks so like he's like balancing on a cane, like
just to sit.
I love these, just like nothing, huh? They're just someone doing nothing.
Do
that's
you
what
disagree?
I would do.
Or Zane would act.
I do disagree.
Or Zane would act like he's this haggard old lady like in disguise, act like he has a disorder.
Did you see the one homeless lady that got exposed,
dude?
That was. Had like the arm things and would like scoot around.
Yeah, well, huh, yes. What? There's so many of those in Italy, though.
It's crazy.
Wait, what? Explain this. What you're talking? What are you?
It was supposed
about?
To be the lady had like no legs and was on this skateboard thing.
Yeah,
and would like scoot around with these arms.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody ended up following them after they like got off of begging for money. Rolls up to a car. And the legs are taped down and strapped so it looks like they're nubs. But she actually has legs, and it's just this act that she does to get money.
Gotta respect the hustle, though.
Because crazy.
I'm kidding about that.
She's a performer.
She's homeless, so I feel. I mean, I'm not.
No,
saying
but she's not.
She's
no,
homeless.
She's not.
Oh, she's not homeless.
No, she gets into her car and then drives to her house.
Oh, she gets in her car with her feet.
Gets in her Cybertruck. Boop boop.
And then the car drives her home.
Yeah.
No, I've heard of people though that literally like have Mercedes, like BMWs and Mercedes that like park in the parking lot and they go and hold a sign because they make so much fucking money.
Have
like
you
that.
Guys seen the whole scam about like the kids who will be playing the violin in like a
fake.
Best Buy parking lot,
it's
but it's hooked up to Bluetooth?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Seen that on TikTok? It's
funny. Always like a little, like it's a child with their family
with their, like,
and
mom.
They'll have this violin and then it's hooked up to Bluetooth. and they're just playing like amazing music, and it looks like the kid's playing the violin, and people start tipping
them,
and they get exposed.
I'd love to see an actual like violinist watching. Like, that is not the notes. That is clearly wrong.
There was a homeless guy in Austin. Bringing up Texas again. Sorry. There was a homeless guy in Austin who got exposed for being like mentally challenged, and I would remember him on 6th Street, and finally someone like exposed that the guy was not mentally challenged.
That's crazy, man.
Unbelievable.
That's, like, a lot. That's the lowest of the low.
Yes.
Like, you're going to act like you're mentally challenged.
It's really bad.
That is so scummy.
I wonder what I would do if I was in that situation.
Did I tell you I almost accidentally peed on a homeless person?
What?
I have peed on a homeless person. Oh, did you go out and like...
take a piss.
It was really bad.
Yeah, we were out one night. This was when I lived in Florida, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and the gas station doors were locked. They didn't have the bathroom open. So I went around the corner to go behind the dumpster, and I was just like, I walked around the corner and I just started peeing, and I'm like halfway through, and all of a sudden there's this like rustling right next to where I'm peeing, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then this homeless person literally goes like this and like looked up, and I was like, oh my God, I felt so.
And you can't just walk away. You just, hurry.
Pitch it off real quick.
Oh.
It was so close.
Did you finish?
I literally pinched it and ran off.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't be able to stand there still and keep fucking peeing.
I'm almost done, I swear.
Oh, have y'all heard about this Sophia, the scammer girl?
Okay.
Yes. I wanted to talk about that a few weeks ago, but like, we have guests and we can't talk about shit. And then it's such old news.
Yeah, it's so old.
But do y'all know her?
I wanted to bring it up because I've met her before. But what? I didn't realize it because everybody's talking about it. And then the first thing I saw about it was there was this whole like voice group chat going on with like Jeff and Susie and all these other like influencers and creators all talking about this girl. I'm like, who the fuck is this girl and how has she gotten everybody? So I look up the girl and I'm looking up these TikToks and they show the picture of the girl. I'm like, huh, she looks a little familiar, but like she probably just, you know, it's probably just nothing. And then I'm talking about it with Olivia O'Brien because she also has stories about this girl. And I'm like, this is so crazy. How has she hit everybody in LA? And she, like the stories that I've been hearing, she's done fucked up shit. She'll like take people's credit cards and then she'll be like, yeah, I need like a flight to get out of here. And she'll like buy flight, like multiple flights. And she's literally just a scamming.
That is always around in LA.
Yeah.
Every party, every event.
But she's not like trying to get like clout from the people. She's not trying to get followers. It's literally just financial.
I think personal clout, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think she cares about numbers on social media. I think she wants to be so well connected where people just like, oh yeah, hit up Sophia. Like, she doesn't want to have a social media.
She's always by herself, right?
Is she always by herself?
Yeah. Well, she acts by herself to get into these other groups.
Oh, yes, exactly. And she'll come up with stories where people think she's connected to people, but she's actually not connected with anybody. And so as I was talking about with Olivia, I was like, I'm just gonna see if she's on my like contact list. And I look at my phone and she's on my contact list.
He has her number.
You met her.
So then as soon as I saw it, I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, let me think about-
You're a victim.
Exactly. No, I don't think I was.
That was a joke.
I was thinking about everything. I was like, oh my God, I met her at Saddle Ranch. She was literally at a table and she was with like this dude, like having drinks or whatever. And I remember her getting up. I don't know if it was Saddle Ranch or Catch. It was one of those places.
Classic.
She gets up and she's like, oh my God, hey. I was like, hi. She's like, you don't remember me? Oh my God. What do you mean? I was like, oh, I don't think so, but okay, nice to see you again. And I don't know how her phone number got into my phone.
Did you check your messages?
No text messages between the two of us.
So you weren't
interesting.
You couldn't provide her that much. Like, I'm a little, offended. Like, she didn't hit up me for anything. Like, I wasn't important enough.
There's only one text to her, and it's his credit card number. He's like, what
the fuck? This is long past now, but I saw on TikTok people were praising her. I was like, yo, this girl is stealing people's money.
Like that Anna girl, like who scammed, like saying she was a billionaire in New York. We're like, okay. Everyone's excited about the plot.
Right,
like,
sure. Try
this. Like, oh, this girl, like, let's make this a Netflix movie. Who's going to be playing her? It's going to be Zendaya. Like, what's going down?
Yeah.
Like,
but Sophia the Scammer rolls off the tongue so nicely.
Sophia the Scammer.
It's so good. But in my head, I'm like, they're probably going to make a Netflix. I mean, I don't think it went too far, but when it was happening, it was so viral. Like, everybody was talking about it. And it happened to so many people where I feel like a documentary would make sense because you have so many people connected with this girl that had a presence.
It reminds me of those two friends that were breaking into celebrities' homes.
Oh, and yeah, the bling ring.
That's
yeah,
what bling ring. Me
same
of.
Thing.
Yeah.
Aunt Alexis Nyers. Is that her name?
I'm not sure.
I wish I met that girl. Because, like, do you think you have
very
a good
normal
bullshit?
Girl.
I know, but do you think you have a good bullshit detector?
I feel like I definitely do.
I can spot compulsive liars. Especially certain LA people who are just obsessively name dropping. It's like, well, where did that come from?
Oh,
because if you did what? What?
She pointed at you saying the name dropping.
That hit me like 2 minutes later.
But I'm not like that. If I'm name dropping, it's because of something that's true.
No, I know.
It's just funny, man.
It's funny.
We're
it's funny.
Balls.
Yeah, we're busting your balls.
I'll name drop to y'all because I'm comfortable with y'all,
no,
and I'm
we're
like, yo,
your balls.
We know.
But like, I've been around people in LA sometimes where they've been telling like some crazy story, and I'm just like, I don't know one if this is true, and even if this was true, why are you saying this? I've only been knowing you for 10 minutes. If you're telling me, if she's going around saying, oh yeah, I'm pregnant with like Jack Harlow's baby, I'd be like, bullshit.
I wonder if that's even true.
Because if you were, you wouldn't be telling me right now, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I'm very good at detecting that.
I feel like I got a good like detection for it, but I also give people a lot of trust and credibility. So I feel like it kind of like balances out.
I think that ship has sailed for me.
I've been manipulated by compulsive liars before. Yeah. And so I've just been like, I'm on guard all
the time. It's crazy though, because they believe their own lies. That's what's the scariest thing.
Really
like
scary.
They just say it and they full on. Yeah, no, this is.
I feel like I've personally like experienced that, like people like that.
So weird.
Just the lies just keep going and they just forget
it's
where
it's kind
that
of fun.
Even started.
I kind of just let them.
Yeah. Oh, like there was this one kid in my high school that was a compulsive liar, and he would just lie about absolutely everything. And one day he told me, he was like, yeah, I went to the Mac Miller and Snoop Dogg concert, and they invited me backstage and I smoked a blunt with them. And I'm like, no,
Heath, that was Matt.
No, it was so-and-so.
Nice.
But I was like, there's no way. And he's like, no, dude, he'd be like, I swear to God. And he was a religious kid. And I'm like, okay, damn.
He swore to God.
Okay, he did. He smoked the blunt.
Yo, that's like dead assing, man. You can't say that.
You don't lie on dead ass.
It's always smoking a blunt. Like, yeah. It was like, oh, I met that person and we smoked the blunt. And I'm like, really? What did the room look like? Describe the house. Like,
So he kept talking about it. And then he was like showing me pictures that he took backstage. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, these look weird. Like it just looks off.
Yeah. Like, so
and then this is Mac and this is Snoop right here. We were like hanging out. We like talking about this stuff.
Is he showing you like just like videos?
Just pictures on his phone.
Oh, just pictures. Okay.
And I'm like, okay, okay. And then I literally went home that night and I Googled Mac Miller and Snoop Dogg photos, and they were like the first three that popped up that he was saying that he took backstage. And I'm like, this motherfucker.
Oh my god. Did you try to see where like the source was, like who
the
took
man
it?
Was too stunned
like,
to
Getty,
see.
Like was it Getty Images or
no
some
it wasn't
shit?
Getty it was just like people like you just like if you googled our name it would be the first ones that would pop.
No,
you know
I know
I mean?
But just like just in case he did take, like when did he say he took him?
He went to the concert the night before. Upload it onto Google. Before social media.
Hey, look, this is what you see. I don't have a radar. You see, I'm always protecting those people that fucking.
But yeah, it was just so weird. And
I wonder what that Sophia girl like is doing with her lawyer, because someone who's already a habitual liar, like especially when it comes to a case of court, is probably like lying again. He's like, so what really did happen? Did you take these? And she goes, well, and she's coming up with another lie. And they're like, Sophia, please. You will go to jail for a very long time. I need you to be honest with me.
I don't think any lawyer is going to take that. Dude, the amount of people that have like stories about her, there's no way she's going to be able to escape that. Like, it's not like
she's going to get money though. She's going to profit off this.
There's no way. And even if they do make a documentary, she's not getting a cent out of it.
Like, fucking Jordan Belfort. He scammed multiple fucking people and, like, went to jail and then comes back and is still, like...
a motivational speaker.
And people will still spend money on that guy. Like, if she creates a cult following, man... like,
I think there's a difference between her and Jordan Belfort, because I think Jordan Belfort, he knows his shit. He knows what he's doing. All she was good at is just going to people and saying that she lived with this other influencer that anybody can
Right, but she'll get hired by these influencer companies to help spot frauds. Like, someone is going to offer her a job and a book deal and a movie deal for all of this.
By us. I think we'll hire her.
Give us the dirt.
Do you think she'll come on here?
All right, if y'all want to see Sophia the scammer on this podcast.
Does that look bad on us? I think it would just be interesting to see.
I just want to know how her number's in your phone.
Yeah, I would like to know too. We could ask her when she's here. Honestly, maybe it was a drunk night. Maybe it was a drunk night. We had a conversation and she put her, I just like don't like visually.
Was she ever at David's house? Did she ever enter David's home?
I'd never seen her face before until this whole thing came out. So
she looked familiar.
Oh my God.
We looked back at all of our photos.
No, now that you said that, I think she was a part of a group that was somewhere at a party we were at, like a close friend's party. Mm. Yeah.
Zane, I wouldn't be surprised if you've been in the same car with her.
Sophia is my cousin and she scammed me.
Why would you say, like, why? Like, why do you think that?
Because I know you party hard and you let the, and you let the night roll.
Don't put this on me.
But like, you let the night roll. Like, I could see you.
I know, I do. Like to let the night roll, but I
not mean like when it comes sexually, to like
random. I'm saying like I don't like think I would get into a random stranger's car.
I think there
you
are photos.
Slept in a random stranger's car.
Okay, wait. Well, that was outside of my friend's house, and I thought it was one of their friends. Okay, hey, look, nobody was in the car. It was just me. But yeah, let's not get too much into it. Maybe, maybe we could have her on that seat. Who knows?
So curious.
Oh, I saw that video come out. Was that after everything was coming out about her? Like, and now she was just laughing about it.
No, I think we need to be nice about her though. Like,
I mean, we're not being rude about her. I think we're just like saying that she's scamming people.
The facts.
People, this is Dear Evan Hansen.
People scam people all the time. You know, we fucking get calls. There's people that scam people all the time. Hers was just big because she hit all these people that we knew.
I don't get how people get the phone scam and then they just send people gift cards full of money.
Did I tell you how
I don't get how people like fall for this shit.
I did.
You sent somebody
No. Well, let me tell you what happened. I think you know about this too, but I don't. Let me repeat that. Maybe you know. I'll say. So remember, I was trying to look for a car. I think we were at the Denny house.
Uh-huh.
The Denny house. And I got a call from like a... somebody who like looks for the best price for your cars.
Okay.
And they're like, if pay us $200 and we'll find you like a car that you want for the cheapest price. And
I'll pay me $200. I'll find you a car for me.
No, I know. But like, I think this was just like a long time ago. This may have been even in Florida. I don't know. And then I paid the person $200 and I was like, okay, when will I hear from you? Oh, in like a few days, we'll find something.
No.
I never got a call back.
So you paid $200 for them to find you a car?
To search and find me the Jeep, because I really wanted the Jeep and I think I was trying to find it at the cheapest price, but like they were all way too expensive. So I thought, you know how I go to Travis and he has a car broker that finds me, but he found me a Tesla for a cheap price. Like that's what they do. I thought this person was a person like that. This was back then too. I didn't know much about like
the right.
buying cars and shit. So yeah, I got scanned by somebody, but...
if they do that, they would take money after they find you a car for anybody listening that might be approached with a situation like this.
So you don't give them money up front, you give
it
to them after?
No, they do their work and then they would take a commission or some sort of fee for closing that deal with you. On anything.
You don't need to make me sound stupid, all
right?
I hear it. And you know what? I've understood.
This isn't a scam, but I don't know how my brain links things together, but this just reminded me. It's another life hack if you have children. I'm on mom TikTok right now, so I'm writing things down for my future kids. But you know how
She'll show me. She'll be like,
you know how a classic kidnapping is when a person comes up to a kid, hey, your mom told me to come pick you up, mm-hmm. your dad, whatever.
Yeah.
The parents are giving their kids a password. So they say, ask them what the password is. So if they say, your dad's in the hospital, he told me to come pick you up, they ask, what's the password?
That's a good idea. Oh, that's smart. I like that.
Now, what would y'all's password be?
Bananas.
Yeah, pineapple.
Now it has to change.
Somewhere right now is listening going,
it'd probably be squirrel.
Mine would be PB cocky.
Something so stupid.
But my kid would remember it.
Oh my God. That's important. That's terrifying.
Yeah. It's like a kidnapping.
I'm, yeah.
It's awful.
I was just putting myself in that situation.
One if you were a kid?
Yeah, if I was a kid or if my kid got kidnapped.
That was one of the questions my mom asked every year. And she asked my brother, what would you do if a stranger put you in their car? And he said, put your seatbelt on. she was like, well.
Good, but.
Yeah.
I like where your head's going. Right. Where your head's at.
He thought he knew. Put my seatbelt on.
Put my seatbelt on.
Did you guys
now
ever?
Ask your other brother if a group of violent people were trying to jump you.
Check
what
your
would
mirrors.
You do? What would you do in the car?
Check your rear view. Make sure everybody has their seatbelts on. Assess the situation.
Hey.
That's so bad.
That's such a good tip, though, the password thing.
That is really good.
Damn. I got to remember that.
I'm glad
that.
You said it on this podcast.
Glad you wrote
like
it down.
Comment down below what your password is.
Matt, what was the Hollywood tour you just went on?
Oh, we did a Hollywood home tour. Me, Carly, Aaron, Patricia, Brooke Averick, and my girlfriend. Wait, I already said Patricia. Somebody else. Oh, and Patrick. We went on a Hollywood home tour. It was pretty good. It was pretty nice.
Why'd you guys do it?
Just to be like funny?
Well, Tristan has always wanted to do it, and Carly and Aaron have always wanted to do it, and we were hanging out with them, and they were like, Tristan brought it up. They're like, yes, let's do it.
Do you think it's all true?
To me, it's such a waste
of
money.
I went on a Hollywood home tour when I was on like a spring break vacation with my family when I was like in middle school. And I remember certain things they said about certain people's homes. And those were lies because as I grew just to be in LA, I would actually learn about certain famous people. And I was like, didn't y'all live in the house? And they were like, no, we never did. And I was
It's so funny though. They could literally go for a drive and just say whatever they wanted.
Correct.
And nobody would know. This is Steven Seagal's house. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger's house.
I think they did that when the Kardashians were riding once. They had prosthetics on. I think there was a question. I think somebody asked, where are the Kardashians of? And I think, I don't know if this is true. I think
they
guys
called them out.
Pointed like a house. Right. And they're like, I don't know if that's the I remember seeing an interaction like that, and I think that's hilarious.
That's funny.
It's weird that it's allowed.
Yeah.
If it is true, that is very dangerous, no?
It is kind of
like,
weird.
I guess the people that are not, like, if somebody else is living at the house and your house is being pointed as a celebrity's house, yeah.
Then why would you buy, if you were a celebrity that was really big and you really wanted privacy, why would you buy a home that would be in a Hollywood home
tour? Well, I don't think they request their home to be on a home tour.
I mean, you can figure it out. If you have that much power and that much money, you can figure out, is my home part of the Hollywood home
tour? But that's like paying off people to, like, not to have paparazzi around you. That will never not happen because they have a right.
But if you buy a home on Mulholland, you're part of the tour.
Right. But like, it's scary that the wrong person could be on that tour and be taking note.
No, I totally understand it, but I just don't think they can do anything about it. I think that's the problem.
I mean, any of the big people's houses that still live there, huge security.
Yeah.
You know, but we did see like a bunch of people's homes, but it was a little funny though, because like certain homes, like there was like the guy pointed up at Justin Bieber's old house that was like that one with the huge courtyard in the middle that almost looks like a mall. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Whoa.
Where?
I feel like some social media influencers also lived in that house, but at one point I was like, I've been in there. And the guy was like, sure you have. But I was like, no, I did. And then we were getting at one point and we were going past like Brockhampton's like old house that used to be owned by.
Probably thought you were one of those liars. Like, yeah.
I call bullshit. I can sense it.
He just met this guy 5 minutes
ago. The second one. I've been in that house.
I've seen a TikTok that says that was Justin Bieber's old house.
It looks like a community college or something.
It looks like an aquarium.
That looks fun.
But I have been in that home and he pointed that one out and I was like, I've been up there. And he was like, sure.
Have you been up there?
Yes, for a Halloween party.
It was Dan Bilzerian's party.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
All I remember, a lot of people from The Bachelor were there. And
Justin Bieber lived there?
Yeah. That literally looks.
That looks like a fucking, like a
school.
Museum.
It looks like a school.
Like a really high-end, expensive fucking private school. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was being obnoxious and being like, oh, I've been in that house. And then we got to one point where, like, we were really close to our old house where, like, Brockhampton used to live.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that house used to be owned by Sylvester Stallone's son. He then sold it to Brockhampton. And that's where they made, like, a really big album. And the guy was like, okay.
No, you're just like, write this down.
He pointed out Pharrell's house that he used to own or still lives in. And I go, oh, that's where they filmed the movie Crazy Stupid Love with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. Like,
And it, his biggest nightmare.
But I wasn't making it up. I was just adding additional facts to the
actual facts.
But the guy at the end was just like, okay, tell me exactly what you said, because I thought it was very, very interesting. That was
because he's trying to add to his fucking list of houses.
But what's weird on like Hollywood homebus tours are the other people that like get on them. They're like, the other people that got on, they didn't say a word to one another. They didn't talk at all. Not even like the groups of friends. They didn't speak. They didn't nod. And like they were like almost like NPCs, you know, like non-player characters in a video game who just like sit there just to look like they're people.
Kind of okay.
It was bizarre. These people did not speak once.
Have you seen the new Hollywood tours that they're doing? It's like a Hollywood weed tour.
Oh yeah, do you get to smoke on there, or
take a bus around and you hit every like I guess big dispensary and smoke place.
What?
And you just like get high. Imagine how fucking stoned you would be if you did like a couple hour bus tour and you're just stopping along the way and smoking.
It's kind of like the wine safari. Like you get tour, fucked up. Yeah, you get so hammered on those things.
I do love a good wine safari though.
Man, it's fun. Man. And the crackers they give you, it's so good. Mm-hmm. And you get to pet animals and shit. Can we do it again?
Yeah, but they got rid of the giraffe.
Poor Stanley.
They got rid of Stanley?
Apparently. Why? They didn't have like a permit or a something permit? To be able to have them.
Really?
I guess it was like illegal. A
Malibu wine safari.
Now that you're thinking about it, what's a giraffe doing at the beach?
Huh. Yeah, it doesn't really add up when you think about it.
One day, like someone high up and like the government decided to do the wine safari, they're just like, wait a second, I need to send this stuff.
You're talking about the giraffe on the Malibu wine safari?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like on just someone's property.
I think you have to have a...
Yeah, apparently they didn't have like a permit for it or something.
Like a giraffe.
That is a working giraffe.
Well, didn't he have like a damn electrical line though over the fence?
Yeah,
like,
you really
have to point your fucking lettuce. Or else he would like
reach his neck down.
And every girl on Instagram will post with that thing and going, and it's like that giraffe is like, hello, I'm about to get fucking
constantly
shocked.
Getting zapped by the fence.
You see the little kid that got lifted up?
Yes, by his coat.
The giraffe took the coat and then...
And the dad was like tug of warring with the giraffe, but he was
fine. That's a good show. That's worth it.
You ever seen how aggressive giraffe fights are?
They just snap their necks.
Did you guys see that video? Did you guys see
the video?
Did you guys see the video of the boss he was a CEO of Better.com? It's like a mortgage loaner company. He fired like 900 employees through a Zoom call. So he had everybody on a Zoom.
900 people?
And just fired them.
Yeah. Out of a company of a lot of people. It's like,
you
15
could
Zoom
with that many people?
15 or 10% of the workforce.
Was it a Zoom or was it a video? Like he sent a video out.
It was a Zoom call.
A Zoom call, yeah, it was a Zoom call.
There was 900 boxes?
Well, no.
No, it's not like that. I think it was...
Some are like
It was a
tune-in to
a
live.
A tune-in type Zoom call. He just like made an announcement and he like announced it in the end of it. He was just like so... 900 of you are going to be like fired now.
So yeah, if you're on, it was basically if you're on this call, you're one of the people that are getting laid.
Wow,
right before the holiday.
But like people were like recording, like sitting there recording, just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like it took everybody by surprise.
That's
everybody
pretty
watching.
Insensitive.
Very insensitive.
What did they didn't?
It was probably for him the easiest way to go about doing it.
But why would he have to fire all those people?
Why do you fire people? It's because like the company and the output and the amount of money they're spending on hiring all those people is like...
Yeah, can you pull up like the just the part where he like pretty much says, hey, you're fucked.
I come to you with not great news.
The CEO of the popular online mortgage lender, Better.com, used a company Zoom meeting to inform 900 employees they were all being fired.
Your employment here... is terminated, effective immediately.
You can hear the reaction of one woman who recorded the meeting.
This is not real. Oh my God. I can't believe this. After all we did.
That's a lot of employees.
Yeah, it is.
To get rid of at once. What the fuck happened, you think?
I think they say.
But in a posting to a professional networking site, he wrote, you guys know that at least 250 of the people terminated were working an average of 2 hours a day while clocking 8 hours plus a day in the payroll system. They were stealing from you. Get educated.
Okay, that's not the best language to use, though.
Hold on, who said that? That was quoted by the CEO?
The CEO that fired everyone said that.
It is sad they had to fire 900 people, but I would never do that over a Zoom call.
Yeah, I know.
Usually, really like, nice. They hire people to come in to fire the people, like, you know, in the movie Up in the Air, where, like, they, you have to, like, sit Like,
so he obviously thought about, was like, oh, this would be a good idea if I just did this myself over Zoom.
Right. I think that's the whole thing is like, that was just the most numb.
I've always wanted to fire somebody just to see how I would react in that situation. Like be the, you know, like that boss guy.
Talk to my mom. My mom has fired a lot of people, not because she wanted to, but my mom has just been told that she has to fire
people. Right, like
you get
the assignment. You're like, okay, you got to let this person go. You're like, shit, okay, how do I do this? How do I break it down?
But I don't think you're allowed to say that, like, this is not my decision. It's someone else's, right? Like
you just have to go. The other opportunities are available to you. Like,
yeah. We're going to play a game, all right? We haven't played a game in a long time.
I miss games.
I miss games too. All right, so Devin has a game for us. I don't know what it is.
Oh, the Think Fast game.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to be playing a game of Think Fast. Devin here has written a whole bunch of different questions on some flashcards, and he's going to ask us. And the rule of the game is you have to answer it immediately.
Doesn't matter, right or wrong. No hesitation.
Doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Exactly. You just have to say the first thing that comes into your head.
Perfect. Are we going to do this counterclockwise where he's going to each ask each person? Because there's probably should be any no time.
I think it would be fun to see all of you do it.
Matt, do you want to do Zane?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Shit. I wanted to be like second or third.
As quick as you can.
You got to stay on the edge. Don't try to listen quick. Yeah. All right, Zane, how do you say vagina backwards?
Pussy.
Good, good.
Keep going, Matt.
Oh, you want me to?
It's fast.
Oh, Michael's coming. Where do you hide?
The office.
God.
Why do pickles taste so good?
Because they're green.
How do teachers relax?
Apple. Red apple.
Say something to impress me.
There you go. Wait,
those were really good.
That was good.
Good job. Yeah.
Office.
I blacked out. What did I say?
They all made sense.
Thank God.
Why are pickles good?
Because
they're
it's
green.
It's because Devin showed me the questions before.
Okay, now Mariah is going to be asking Heath.
You ready?
All right. Yeah.
Here we go. What is not a curse word?
Bitch.
Why is the sun hot?
Because it's yellow.
Laugh without smiling. What's the slogan for Cremota?
It's good.
Why do you love the butcher?
Meat.
Okay. Good job.
Fuck, that's hard.
Yeah, it's like
because you feel so stupid. You're not saying anything.
Yeah.
Exactly. In my head, I had because it's green, so I was like, because it's yellow.
Okay, now Zane is going to ask me.
All right, Matt, you ready?
Yeah.
What noise does a leprechaun make?
Oh, y'all.
Where do you go when you need to pick me up?
The bar.
What is Jonah eating?
Kebabs.
Why am I crying?
Because of your view count.
Singer favorite style topping.
A Thousand Island dressing.
Perfect. Perfect.
Good.
Okay.
All right, Bub, you ready?
Everybody forgets about me.
This one's damn, this game's fun. I want to play this every episode.
All right. Gets our brain.
Yeah, it gets you going. All right. Ready? What are the names of triplets?
1, 2, 3.
How much longer till my hamster dies?
5 minutes. I'm so sorry.
What's another way of asking for help?
SOS.
If you were a rapper, what would your name be?
Lil.
Where is Olive Garden?
America.
Hell. Mama, that was good.
Were you sweating? Yeah. My whole body was stiff.
It's scary. Yeah,
I was looking down because I was freaking out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, now to me. Zane, how do you say footsteps in Italian?
Steps.
What makes the world go round?
Earth.
Where's Stacy?
In the garage.
If someone broke your leg, what would you do?
Ow.
Whisper a compliment to me.
You're nice.
Good.
Okay, Heath, ready?
Oh, shit. All right.
What's another name for chicken?
Cutlet.
How do you rob a bank?
With a gun.
Who do I remind you of?
My mom.
Where does my dentist go for fun?
Nowhere. You don't have a dentist.
Say something serious.
Oh.
That's a good game.
Oh, that was fun. Oh my God. That got me going.
Now I'm all fucking high energy.
I know. We should have done that game.
We should warm up with it.
We should have started. We should warm up with that game. Mm. All right. We're going to end it here, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode. We post audio version of this episode every Monday, and every Tuesday we post on the video forum on youtube.com/
at whatever time we want.
Exactly.
Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee if you haven't tried it already. We've got K-cups, bags, and all sorts of different flavors. It is the best coffee in the world. What's the slogan?
It's good.
It's good.
We also have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. We post extra content on there. We post extra episodes. We just posted a vlog on there. So a bonus vlog, sorry, from our birthday, our wild birthday weekend. So make sure to check that out. It's up there now.
Yeah. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Be safe.
Who's driving the bus?
Toodles.